The following is our conversation with Isaac Pattis and Alistair Butchers from the Oxford University Press. We're talking about how data sets and their work that they are doing is impacting the language industry. Enjoy.
I'm Alistair Butchers, Strategic Account Manager at Oxford Languages, part of Oxford University Press. I look after licensing for our lexical data sets and for our academic content and bring that to the audience here at London, I guess.
Hi, I'm Isaac Pattis. I am also at Oxford Languages. I'm a language data architect. So I work between our engineers in the business, building and shaping different linguistic data sets for different use cases.
I think our first Lockworld was last year, and that was the first question everybody asked. Why is Oxford University Press here? Because at the time, I think it wasn't understood what we do and what we really offer. Because as a academic publisher, we've really moved into the data space with our content. And that obviously provides that high level human curated content. We still have editors working on our content constantly in Oxford and around the world. And we believe that has a real value to the translation and localization industry. And really, as we've been at this event, other events in the industry the last year or so, we started to understand what that means for people and how that can be used and how that can add value to the community. But we've also evolved what we do as well. So really in our team, we started out as dictionary publishers, right, writing lexical data sets, but we're now working with the press and unlock some of the value of some of our academic content so we can increase the value of what we can do and provide more context, more depth to our content and hopefully gives more to the industry. But also that's what we're doing and changing the way we're shaping our content to make it ready for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I come from a data perspective, and this is my first time at a Lockworld event. I don't generally touch this industry hardly at all. But for me, in my seat within Oxford Languages, I'm seeing the trends start to shift where there is more adoption of generative AI products and development as it becomes easier and easier and less compute intensive, more approachable for medium to even smaller size businesses and startups to enable generative experiences. And we had traditionally licensed content for much larger enterprises, but I'm here to listen to the transition from neural machine translation to LLMs and to understand how the very highly structured and academically rigorous content sets that we maintain could perhaps be useful for fine-tuning and training of smaller domain-specific models in the translation space. Yeah. I feel like I've had some good productive conversations here and heard a lot about the journeys that people are making, stepping into LLMs for the first time and then maybe retreating to NMT. But you know, there's been plenty of success and failure discussions across these last 2 days, and they've all been interesting to me with my data hat on.
Because really, when we come to these events, we feel like maybe we're talking to the same people as ourselves in some cases. We're talking to the people in kind of the front lines in the sales areas, which obviously, from a licensing perspective, that's really where we are. But we also need to understand who that needs to be and who they need to talk to. So when the length of these conversations normally gets us into follow-up conversations with the data engineers, with the product teams. And in some cases, it's actually evolving what we can offer, and it becomes an evolving conversation because it may well be that the data that we've got initially or certainly have had in the last year or so isn't quite right. It's raw data. It's good. It's the highest quality, but we need to evolve it to make it meet market needs. And that's where we have real value from the conversations we have had constantly the last couple of days. It's important to see what we need to do next and how we need to integrate with the industry. Like Isaac's saying, enhancement of using LLMs alongside NMT means that the need for that data is now different. So I guess our challenge is to be able to react to those market changes as quickly as we can.
Yeah, we, as a global publisher, we sit on many very diverse linguistic data sets across global languages. But the problem with LLMs is that they are, modern LLMs at the moment, they are so English-focused, English-centric. So I feel like a lot of the conversations I've had here have focused on, or I've been most interested in understanding how we could leverage the languages other than English that we maintain, how we could grow those corpuses of content and how we can optimize them as we've optimized English for different training and fine-tuning experiences. So yeah, that's been the most fertile ground for me here.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I think we've started to think more about what kind of solutions we need to provide. As I said, just providing raw data, just pure data sets, it doesn't move the needle enough. What exists in NMT and all the translation services is excellent quality. So just providing raw data that can be a layer as part of that isn't adding enough value. And whilst obviously our name comes with a level of expected quality and assurance to what you're going to get, that's not enough necessarily to make it added value to any business. So we started to think about what those solutions could be and think about whether we need to adopt our delivery mechanisms, whether we need to think more like a SaaS business, and really provide data in different formats or in different ways to access it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a lot fresher to this event and to this industry, honestly. But one of the things that stood out to me in conversations, I think your question was how is this? Yeah, my thinking in these last 2 days has evolved in an interesting new direction we've been discussing, where I hear a lot of LSPs talk about how much time they spend doing their unique translation experiences in their platforms. But there's an opportunity there that I feel like I haven't heard anybody describe cashing in on, which is, you know, could there be a partnership where you translate for your customer and your product, and then you propose to that customer that they could also earn a little more incremental income by licensing that content to somebody like us? Because, you know, we curate diverse, representative, debiased data sets. We cleanse them. We optimize them with pronunciation data, morphology, frequency. We work, that's, you know, the grain at which we work on linguistic data. And we really need to find more ways to cast a broader net to bring in more content that can fill those representative, diverse buckets. So I've been enjoying thinking about that, and I'd like to come back and see if it goes anywhere in a year. Yeah, so we are testing into and soon to talk more about the notion of distilled knowledge. So it's also called synthetic knowledge or synthetic data in the marketplace. But we're working on trying to find a way to successfully, without risk to the relationship with our authors and our brand, create synthetic distilled output from the content that we own and have rights to, so that we can give, let's say, examples of pharmacology data that could be used to train a generative pharmacology experience, but it would not contain any of the source content. It would not violate any rights. It would be safe, and it would be useful, and it would be extensible. As we moved from the point where we're trying to stop making so many large licensing deals and actually spread the tail out and begin to offer a product that is smaller, more affordable, but still meaningful for people who want to train some of these newer, smaller domain-specific models that don't cost as much to train, they don't cost the world. So that's the direction that I spend more time thinking and then working towards these days.
Yeah, I think that's, and there's not a lot I can add to that, really. I mean, from my perspective, it's finding the potential partners who might want to collaborate on this. And as I said, what we really value from our customer base, our partners, is that feedback. We need to get it right. And the way we can get it right is by discussing with partners what they need, how we can improve those models that we can deliver. Without that customer feedback, we're kind of in our own echo chamber. And that's great from an academic publisher's perspective to have that knowledge, but we value the feedback from everyone. So from my perspective, trying to find the right opportunities for that to be in the market, this is what we're going with. I think back to the first question, really, the question of why are we here? We're here to provide quality data, quality source content, but also to explore relationships and understand how best to use this. It's been quite discombobulating being at this event the last couple of days, because obviously all these different opportunities come up. But we want to see how that can progress. And really, I guess we want to encourage people to come and talk to us. We're open to learning from the industry, open to learning from what people can tell us about what we do. I think that's how we get better.
Yeah, I'll build on that. You know, we we are constantly trying to build more representative data sets across the domains that we publish to. And as this generative wave keeps running, I think that the domains that we manage and publish to and collect content in will grow. So if you're facing trouble with the fine tuning or training of a generative experience, if you can't get it to speak intelligibly in a medical context, in a financial context, and you realize that it's the quality of your data that's helping you or hindering you from getting over the line, come to us. Let us roll a POC out for you where we show that we can move the needle with the content that we have, and then we can give you samples of what that content looks like. Maybe there's a relationship there. Maybe you just need a little guidance. That's what I would like to get out of it.
This was a conversation with Isaac Pattis and Alistair Butchers from Oxford University Press. My name is Eddie Arrieta, CEO of Multilingual Magazine. This is Localization Today. Thanks for listening.